Well, Ben, how are things going on in Silver City?
Never a dull moment.
Well, never a dull moment as Silver City is getting political. Let's talk about the pro-President Trump rally that took place over the weekend.
Absolutely. Organized by the Grant County Republican Party, a group of Grant County residents gathered at Silver City's Gough Park on Saturday to show their support for President Trump and some of his policies he's made in the first 50 days of his presidency here. It's about three dozen residents gathered, and more than any particular issue, they mostly just wanted to, show their actual support and urge that even if people didn't vote for President Trump, that they accept that he won the election. But they also showed a lot of support for President Trump's recent actions to roll back environmental protection regulations, especially on corporations and things like that, which is pretty big in Grant County since a lot of those regulations are on our copper mines and also help to protect the Gila National Forest here.
Any feedback from the group as to what they will be doing in the future to be more vocal?
You know, this is honestly the first
'cause this was a
public.
This was a nationwide event that
Yes.
took place.
Yes, they joined groups all over the country. No one outlined any plans. This is the first that this group has really done publicly as for any sort of political action. They send out their emails and they have meetings, but they haven't actually staged anything like this in the past. That we may be looking at more active voice from that side.
Well, let's go from a rally to a protest with Stuart McClintock that took place at Congressman Steve Pierce's office.
It wasn't exactly at his office, Edmundo. It was at the Grant County Chamber of Commerce, where each month one of Congressman Pierce's staffers holds office hours.
And, okay.
About more than 100 showed up in front of the office to protest not being let into the meeting, and this is following protests in Las Cruces demanding a town hall from Congressman Pierce himself. The organizers, Grant County Action, who organized the protest, knew that these meetings aren't exactly a town hall style meeting, and that they are a lot of the times they're made by appointment or people show up to speak with Congressman Pierce's staffers about specific issues they're having dealing with a personal case or whatnot. But word got out that there was a protest against Congressman Pierce, and more than 100 people showed up. And it seemed that a lot of them didn't exactly know what the protest was for. So some wires got crossed and things were not communicated correctly. But the group said they keep planning to stand out there and protest even and request a town hall meeting like they are in Las Cruces.
Okay, Stuart, let's go move on with Christine Steele, who has news and information about an art exhibit that's taking place at Western New Mexico University. Christine.
Hi, Edmundo. Yes, we featured a story called Art from Within that was the first time Detention Center Administrator Mike Carrillo saw this opportunity to showcase some of the inmates' creativity. He goes through the mail for security reasons, and he saw this incredible talent. And so this is kind of the first step. It's part of the inmate support program. It didn't cost any money to produce. There's about 53 pieces on display at the Miller Library at Western New Mexico University through March 10th, this Friday, and the pieces are for sale, and there's a minimum bid amount, and then you could pay over that, and all of the money goes directly back to the inmates, and it's helping to create something positive, so when they get out, they can, you know, maybe lean on some of their positive skills that they have instead of some of the skills that landed them in the detention center in the first place.
Well, Christine, nice to end the Silver City Report on a positive note.
Yes. Thanks, Edmundo.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.